Afghan and foreign troops have found the wreckage of a passenger plane missing since Thursday. Authorities say there are no signs of any survivors. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Latifullah Mashal said Saturday the Calm Air Boeing 737 went down just outside the capital Kabul, where it had been trying to land.
The debris of the plane were found around 25 kilometers east of Kabul in a mountainous area called Bandighazi.
104 people are reported to have been on board the flight when it went down. Most were Afghans, but about 20 foreigners were aboard, including several members of the 8-person crew. The aircraft had been en route to Kabul from the western city of Herat, but was diverted from the Kabul airport because of heavy snow. The plane had sought clearance to land across the border in Peshawar, Pakistan, before it lost contact with air control. Mr. Mashal says the plane broke up on impact.
The plane is completely destroyed, turned into wreckages, and most of the parts of the plane are covered with snow.
Snow and fog had slowed the search for the plane, but helicopters flown by the NATO peacekeeping troops found the crash site Saturday. Mr. Mashal says Afghan police and units from Afghanistan's Foreign Peacekeeping Force are investigating the scene of the crash. Calm Air is a privately owned Afghan airline. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.